There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right. I'm so glad you're with me this afternoon, or even if you listened after the fact in podcast form through naturalnewsradio.com, GCNlive.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio. Where else? Epic Times, of course, and we'll link it up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. This hour, special hour, my good friend who I absolutely love and cherish dearly. She is just such a warrior, but just a sweet, loving heart simultaneously. If it's possible, it is. And it is in Sherry Tenpenny. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, hooray! And the kids go wild because they know who's really out for them, and not in a negative way like the evil fascist vaccine dictators. Welcome back, Sherry, Dr. Tenpenny. So glad to have you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Robert. It's always a pleasure to be on the show with you.
Well, you were just in New Jersey. I was invited up. It was just one too many of maybe 10 too many, 100 too many trips I'm having to take recently, and you do that as well. And you've got to be very selective about the where you go and when. But you were in New Jersey. There was a special screening, I believe, of the movie Bought. Also a group, Sayer G, Luis Cojo-Bacchus, and many others coming together to talk about what's happening, the push on the people of America, on the kids, the medical fascism, the mandated vaccines, removing exemptions. And I'll let you relate whatever you feel is important for this worldwide audience.
What actually happened was just amazing. There were more than 300 people at the showing, and then we had a panel discussion with the list of people that you already mentioned that went for another hour and a half and got people, I believe, really fired up and in action, because what's happening in New Jersey tomorrow is two bills that are coming forth, like many of the bills across the country, to remove religious and to remove philosophical exemptions, allowing only medical exemptions. And so removing our right to refuse vaccinations, not only for our children, but for ourselves. And I believe this is the worst type of medical tyranny. What happens if your first child was severely vaccine injured and you didn't vaccinate child number 2, 3, and 4, but now you're required by law to vaccinate your kids against your better judgment, and the doctor can't write a medical exemption because your other three children are perfectly healthy, have never had a vaccine reaction, and so he cannot legally write a medical exemption to say that he doesn't feel it's in your best interest or your children's best interest to be vaccinated, because you've never tested the system, and because they are 100% healthy. They're on no medications, they don't have asthma, they don't have seizures, they don't have anything. So now I believe, and this is my opinion, that public health has crossed the line into the practice of medicine. We are now also to the place where we are requiring physicians to do something that they may not believe is in the best interest of their children. And it's medical assault and battery if you force a patient to undergo a treatment against their will and without fully informed consent. So medical treatment against your will is called medical battery. So I'm wanting to know, how is it that they can pass laws, remove choice, and force you to be vaccinated against your will and not be charged with a felony?
Well, it is a violent act. We've talked about it, and some have picked up on that, and they have, you know, topic titles, vaccine violence, because to pierce the skin in this way, especially if it's against your will, it's one thing if you consent, you're fully informed about all the risks, but the way they're doing it and the way they're intimidating parents and have for a long time, but they're ratcheting up the intimidation and fear tactics, to me, it is a violent act. Assault, battery, battery is actually the physical act, if I understand the legal definitions correctly here. And I think it's a good way to go, to call them out on not only the unlicensed practice of medicine by public health officials, but the assault and battery that's taking place by forcing children and parents, for instance, to subject their kids to this.
And I think that this is something that they really need to be called out on, because I don't know how they can be protected under that. You know, there's these laws and that apply to the national politics, and Robert, you're probably more versed at this than I am, and I'm assuming that it goes all the way down to your city council, that you can't sue them in their capacity of a city council member. But could you sue them in their capacity as your next door neighbor for voting to do this to your children?
Yeah. This is a very scary thing to the officials, if you will, because they have this perceived immunity, they call it sovereign immunity of the government, which it violates spiritual law, in my humble opinion. But yes, indeed, if you can circumvent that and go after them in personal capacity, that strikes fear into the hearts of bureaucrats. And of course, the judges will try their level best to throw these things out. But I like that you're bringing it up, because we have to think outside of the legal box, clearly,
and we have to think outside of the things that we've already done, because what we've been doing, even though I believe that we've been enormously effective in waking people up and getting people informed about the fact that vaccines are not safe, they do not protect you, and they definitely can cause harm. You know, Robert, you and I have been at this for a long time. I've been at it personally for 14 years, and we've been friends, and I've been on your show many times, and we've been at the Health Freedom Expo, and I've done hundreds of radio shows other than yours out there all across the world, literally getting people awake and aware to just ask the question. It's amazing to me how parents can become so, in my opinion, a little over the top about organic. You know, they read every label. Every sort of thing has to be organic, and they don't want BPA, and they don't want red dye 40, and they don't want all of these things. They'll read every label to the last letter, but they never even think to ask to see the label, which is what the package insert is, about what's being injected into their children or into themselves. And I think that that's another way that people need to wake up and say, oh, my gosh, I didn't even think about that. You know, I'm so concerned about what's going in my child's mouth, but I never bothered to read the label of what's going into his arm.
Yeah, well said. That is important. And that's why I've referenced this continually, that if you take the ingredients out of the vaccine and put it into a baby bottle for that baby to drink, you could be charged with attempted murder based on the toxicity of those substances. They might claim, of course, well, it's only in small quantities. But that argument in a small body doesn't fly, especially, again, when they bypass the normal ways that the digestive system might have some capacity of protection, although in an infant it might not be as mature as we know. But this is a real thing to look at it this way.
I look at what happens sometimes, and every parent who has vaccinated their child has had this experience, that for the most part, you take them into the doctor's office, you lay them down on the table, and somebody four-posters them to the bed. You know, somebody holds them down, holds a leg, grips really hard, grips an arm, and then you inject with one, two, or three needles, and then puncture the skin, and then you push in this medicine that has to burn and hurt, and on top of the fact of the needle, and the child is crying and screaming and sometimes pooing and peeing and doing everything they can to struggle away. Now think about that visual for a minute of what they are doing to hold this child down on the table to forcibly inject them. If you did that same thing on your kitchen table and put needles into your child and inject them with something, you would be arrested and the child would be taken away. But because it's done in a doctor's office by somebody with authority that wears a white coat and a set of scrubs, oh, that's usual and customary, and they're just afraid.
Well, another layer of the irony here, Dr. Tenpenny, is that the Child Protective Services are doing just that, but the families are not the ones doing the thing. They're taking them from children because they're not vaccinating, frightening these parents into allowing these doctors to do so.
You know, one of the things that we talked about in the group session on Thursday night when I was in New Jersey, and there are 300 people there and asking questions. One of the things that I told them was that they needed to get some backbone, and they needed to address that person standing across from them who is another adult who happens to have on a white coat and a stethoscope in an adult-to-adult conversation and not allow themselves to be bullied. I mean, we've become pretty sensitive in our country about bullying and teenagers and your boss and things like that about bullying you and harassing you. We need to stop allowing the medical industry and particularly pediatricians and school nurses from bullying us. And CPS, stop bullying us. I told them that I thought it was appropriate that if they left the doctor's office and they had been bullied and browbeaten into about their decisions about their child, they should go home, pick up the phone, look up the number of the state medical board on Google, and call and report that doctor as a bully. And once that starts happening, I know that in the state of Ohio, that every complaint that goes into the state of Ohio, I mean, even if you, Robert, if you called the state of Ohio Medical Board and said, I want to report Dr. Tenpenny as being the very best doctor I've ever known in my entire life, she's just wonderful, that would be logged into their system as a complaint because the system is so antiquated. And then they have committees that go through and sort out, you know, because they have limited resources also, of which complaints they are actually going to pursue. Well, if one doctor, one pediatrician, got 5 or 6 or 10 complaints from parents about being a bully, I do believe that would be investigated, or at least it should. And I think that would start bringing things to people, to the doctor's attention, that this has to be an adult-to-adult, respectful conversation rather than a bullying, condescending parent-child conversation.
Well said. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is our guest this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have links up and also to the Bought movie. She sent the link, and you can click on it at robertscottbell.com, available for the next 24 hours. So hopefully you're listening live, and you can watch that if you haven't already for free. The links are in the show notes there. We are at 866-939-BELL when we're live on the air, or even after hours, you can leave a message, 866-939-2355. We're going to be talking, you know, more of the strategy, maybe some more insights that came up from the panel discussion in New Jersey. Also, what are the bills still outstanding besides New Jersey? We may talk California. How is it possible that in Washington State and Oregon and another state recently, I believe, also backed down on their attempts to remove exemptions for vaccination? We're going to do that as well with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny when we come back. Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, backing down medical tyranny. How can we do it? We'll also bring up some of the more controversial talking points. She mentioned medical exemptions, which are required to be given by a doctor, but only when. And if that doctor does, what happens to their license potentially? Are they looked at and scrutinized differently for granting a medical exemption? Stick around. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, special guest, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is with us this hour. And you can find her website. It's Dr. Tenpenny, DrTenPenny.com. And that'll link out to a lot of the wonderful things that she's covering, all the information that she's uncovering as well, which is extraordinary in this realm. And, you know, Dr. Tenpenny, the push that has been so intense, especially since the Disneyland measles fiasco, which I believe is a psychological operation pre-planned. That's my perspective on it. It's causing a blowback, if you will, a pushback, and more people than ever are becoming aware of a controversy that they didn't know existed about the danger, safety, or lack thereof of the vaccines, much less its efficacy. So I feel like the more they push this hard, the more the medical profession is going to lose its stature and status as a respected and trusted profession.
I think it's already happening, Robert. People are waking up in droves, and particularly the millennials. They are the least likely to go along with mandatory vaccinations because they're kind of the rebellious sort, and they're the young people who are having babies. And I believe that the people that the harder they push, the more resistance they're going to get. In fact, honestly, if I was going to change camps and I was going to be a pro-vaccine person like 10, 15 years ago when I started this, and if I was their marketing director, I think the very best thing they could have ever done was just to have said, you're right, their vaccines can cause harm, and if you want to pick and choose, we can, and let's just admit that there are problems here, and over there is the vaccine injury compensation program if something happens, and here's the VAERS reports if you want to read them. I think that they would have maintained about a 98% vaccination rate. They would have never lost the doctor-patient relationship. Parents mm-hmm. would have been able to do what they thought was right. Doctors would have not turned into bullies. The pharmaceutical industry would have just, they would have won big. Now instead, they've created such havoc and such chaos and such contested language between people. I read a post the other day that said something about that even the people who are pro-choice and pro-life have a much more respectful conversation about their differences about abortion than vaccine people do about vaccinating and not vaccinating. I thought that was profound.
That is quite stunning. You're right, because there's a lot of animosity and anger between those other two camps as well. But you're right, there's not a lot of adult discussion. We actually know of a Twitter feed, Hoofnagel C, Hoofnagel the Science Cat, that's been calling out those that claim we are denialists for, you know, somehow denying, I don't know exactly what, but they just say science denier, you know, which suddenly now if you question science or anything that's revealed by science in the peer-reviewed literature, despite the fact that it's been, you know, brought out by the former New England Journal of Medicine editor, what was her name? I interviewed her some years ago here, and she acknowledged that they didn't know what they could tell that was legitimate or not legitimate in the peer-reviewed literature. There's been so much corruption and money flowing through from Big Pharma.
Yes,
Dr. Marcia Angel.
Yes, and when we talk about how many people die per year at the hands of physicians, it's like the third leading cause of death, and of appropriately prescribed medications are the number one cause of death. I mean, the whole system, Robert, as you well know, we've talked about this for years. The whole system is just broken, and that we just call it suppressive band-aid medicine, that when somebody gets a symptom, we think that to fix it, it requires a pill, instead of figuring out what caused that symptom in the first place. And I think that people are now waking up to the whole problems associated with vaccines. It's been my contention for a very long period of time that if we pulled the vaccines out from underneath the pharmaceutical industry's pocketbook, the entire industry would fall down like a house of cards. Because I believe
right.
that the vaccines are the driver, the expensive driver of the healthcare system.
Yeah, a good friend of mine, Verstine Henry, just put a comment on the social networks that is quite pointed. If vaccines were Bluebell ice cream, they would have been pulled from the market years ago. I don't know if you heard this. There are 3 deaths linked to tainted ice cream in Kansas, prompting a full-on recall of Bluebell ice cream. How many children have died from vaccines as compensated to their families through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Court? No recall whatsoever. No congressional hearings as of yet. Isn't that interesting?
And even when they decided back in 2001 to take out the mercury out of all of the vaccines, when they decided to take the mercury out, which is out of most of them, but mercury is still in the multi-dose flu shots, they never even had a product recall at that point in time. All the vaccines that were in the doctor's office and in the public health department that still were fully loaded with all the mercury and went off by attrition over a 2 to 3 year period of time, still injecting people with mercury that the U.S. government had told the industry to take out. There was no product recall in that.
Yeah, there's no bias. There's no blind eyes being turned on this issue. Well, Dr. Sherry Timpany, stick around. We got lots more to do after this break.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I remember saying a special thank you to all those that make this message of health freedom and healing liberty available to you 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is with us also. Do you still have your library up for everybody to see all the work that you're revealing in terms of the science on vaccines, what they're not revealing in the mainstream news? Because obviously we've got you linked up at drtenpenny.com, but I want to make sure if the library is still going, so everybody knows about.
Oh, absolutely, Robert. We the Vaccine Research Library just celebrated its third birthday. 3 years we've been accumulating this since at the beginning of March. There are on the home page, we have now 120 some screams of the week. And so when you look at those, you can go down, you can see them by category, and all of those are the most horrific things that we find each week showing the problems associated with vaccines. They're free. You can copy the link, put them all over your Facebook page, your website, in your newsletters, wherever you send those things out. And it's vaccineresearchlibrary.com. So Tuesday posts the scream of the week, and every Friday, my researcher who spends 25 hours a week, sometimes more, going through hundreds and hundreds of articles to find these little hidden articles, or I'm sorry, hundreds and hundreds of journals in all of the articles to find the pearls that to pull out to show the problems associated with vaccines. Every Friday, we post that in the members area of New This Week. And so we're adding anywhere from 8 to 12 new articles every single week. And what the Vaccine Research Library is all about really is we've got about 6,500, maybe 6,800 articles in there now. It's convenience, because if my researcher spends 25 hours a week to find 12 articles, and she is the best, she can find anything. If she can't find it, it's not out there. It's just a very time-saving place where all of these articles are reposited for your convenience.
Well, if she can find it, what is it about those who claim that there's no harm from vaccines, that they work all the time or most of the time, and they're really not dangerous? Because, you know, we've heard all of the folks that are yelling and screaming at all of us about these things. How dare we bring this, any of this up? There's no science to support what we're saying. And she's finding articles every week to reveal. And yet, someone like Paul Offit, I don't know if you can call him a vaccine scientist, in his new book, Bad Faith, which definitely didn't get great reviews by the New York Times, interestingly enough, can't seem to see these things.
Yeah, isn't it pretty interesting that, you know, he's just a paid talking head. He's not, he just is, every time they need something, you know, Art Kaplan and Paul Offit get trotted out, and they spew whatever gets, you know, they probably wear a little earbud in their left ear, maybe they got a little microchip behind it, I don't know. Because just the message that needs to go out through their mouth comes in through their ear, and they're just a paid talking head. And this new book really got slammed, and I think that just the whole idea where this guy, Dr. Oppenheimer, who reviewed him, really made a very impressive argument that Offit is untrustworthy, blinded by anger, and a shoddy thinker and researcher whose reasoning can't be trusted. Why would you think the same thinker who can't get his facts straight and who prejudges the evidence should suddenly become trustworthy when promoting vaccines? I just thought that article in the review on with Lawrence Solomon's review on vaccine fact check was just so absolutely hit the nail on the head.
Absolutely incredible. But again, these are the things where you ask yourself, are these people for real? Well, they're certainly for real in terms of the response to the money that supports them. And that concept of follow the money is something I never want you to forget. And I know that our listeners here are pretty savvy on that, in that realm. And even if you talk about what we perceive and believe to be true and factual, we don't ask you to believe it on face or faith value. At the same time, you've got this Paul Offit writing a book about bad faith, trying to describe religions and how they don't, you know, speak out against vaccines. Why or why not? This guy doesn't have expertise in that realm, but that's another story altogether. But the fact of the matter is, we encourage you to do all the digging you can and find out, make a decision for yourself. We want you to have all the information to make a fully informed choice. Now, back in New Jersey at the Bought panel you did after the film showing Thursday evening, as I mentioned, Sayer G was there, Louise Kuo-Bakas, who we had on last week, also Dr. Patrick Gintempo was there, and there's some inspiring words and acknowledgments I think I'd like the rest of the audience to hear as well.
He actually he's great, and all of us were in Bought, and we were on the panel, and he said that whenever he gets into a discussion with a very rabid pro-vaccine person, they always say, there is no proof, show me the science, show me the studies that show that vaccines cause harm. He said he always just very calmly looks at them and says, well, I have shown you the proof. I've shown you an enormous amount of proof. What exactly do you need before you open your eyes and you're willing to see that there's proof? So tossing it back into their lap and saying, what is it? What is it that you think that that is necessary for you to say that there is proof?
But, well, let's see. I'm going to bring in my producer here, Super Don. When you throw the so-called proof back at them, the evidence, the peer-reviewed literature, anything along those lines, do they say, oh, okay, now I'm with you, or what is their response?
No. Well, one of the tactics that they like to say that, quote, denialists use is something called moving the goalpost. This is something that they like to say, oh, those denialists, they're always moving the goalpost with unrealistic expectations of what it is that would prove a point. No, when you do that, either the study that you are quoting has flaws in it, it was done in a country other than the United States, or they just completely just throw it out the window and act like it doesn't exist. No, your science is not real science. Our science is the real science. So who's moving the goalpost here? Is it the denialists, or is it the people that like to come up with the definition of denialism? You throw that at them, they suddenly remember that they have to go rake some leaves, and they disappear.
Very good, very good.
I tell you, Super Don, taking it right to them. And it is funny how they just kind of suddenly, when you play the same tactics, it's sort of like you mirror back exactly what they're doing. Then they blow a gasket, and they either yell at you or they just have to say, well, listen, I'm busy now. I don't have time for you. I don't have time to do it. It's funny.
It's funny because, listen, they wrote the script. And if you can flip the script back on them, they don't know what to do, because now if they continue on with this behavior, they are suddenly now becoming what it is they say all of the naysayers are. And so they don't know what to do with it. You take it out of the debate about vaccines, because that's where they want you. They want you there because they've already framed the debate, and they can you're wrong before you even open your mouth. But if you take it back to the source of where they come up with the terms and the definitions, you find they are the same that they are pointing fingers at, and then they don't know what to do with themselves. It's kind of fun.
You know, well, I think that an expression that comes to mind when all of this hysterical pro-vaccine, all stuff that's been going on about this measles and on the news, and back it up even 2 weeks before that with all of the hysteria that was going on about keeping me out of Australia to just not go and talk to people about the vaccines do cause harm and give them an option, because in Australia they have a very pretty lenient medical exemption rule. And so I think that that's what they were afraid of. If parents got more information, that more people would say, hey, I don't think I want that. And so with all of this hysteria and trying to pass these laws, there are 116 bills in play in 37 or 39 different states. And so to keep your right to refuse, everyone who listens to this really needs to go to nvicadvocacy.org, sign up for your own state alerts, call your own local representative. If you're from District 13, you need to be talking to your District 13 representatives and say tell them, not ask them, you tell them how you want them to vote on these particular bills to protect your right. Because if we lose our right to keep our children unvaccinated, if that's what we want, we are going to lose the right to refuse the next 300 vaccines that are currently in the pipeline. And there are more than 160 of them headed towards adolescents and adults. And in order for the pharmaceutical industry to get liability protection for their faulty products, they have to be listed on the pediatric schedule. So now you think that your children are getting a lot of vaccines now with getting 49 doses of 16 mm-hmm. different vaccines by the time they start kindergarten. Just wait. And if you've allowed this to slip through your fingers and allow your elected officials to pass laws to take away mm-hmm. your choice and force you to mandatorily do something, just wait. Now's the time. If you've never been brave before, now's the time to stand up and be brave and be bold and get involved.
Well, and if they've learned anything from the HPV vaccine, they're going to come out with a midlife crisis vaccine and say, hey, we got to get your teenagers now so that 40 years from now they won't have a midlife crisis. And by the time you get there, if you're still alive, you realize I was lied to about that, too. So there's a lot of crazy information coming out as far as where they're going with the vaccine schedule. And as you said, in order for them not to have any liability, they have to get it added to the adolescent vaccine or child adolescent schedule as well. Now, the medical profession itself is in trouble if, I'm not talking about individual doctors, if a doctor becomes known as being too lenient to provide a medical exemption or even provides one, do they not get extra scrutiny from their state medical boards? Because that's not something they like to see happen.
And that's absolutely the case. I had a friend of mine from a state that I'm not going to mention because of the things that are going on there right now, but it's a state that has a philosophical exemption. She was turned into the state medical board by her by a school nurse for having missed opportunities to vaccinate. And now they are requiring her to sign a form that says that she will recommend and administer all of the ACIP approved vaccines, which she refused to do, even though several of the other doctors she works with will do it. But now the state medical board is turning it over to the state attorney general's office and saying, and there's been slander involved and all sorts of things saying to the other doctors, how could you possibly work with this particular doctor who wants to be lenient with her patients in this clinic? I mean, this is really insane. I've never seen anything like this, Robert. I've been doing this a really long time. And again, it goes back to what we said at the top of the hour. The public health department, in my opinion, has stepped over the line into the practice of medicine and forcing doctors to do something under scrutiny of their licenses that they do not feel is in the best interest of their patients and the patient's right to choose. This is far over the top. We really have to get this stopped.
It's medical fascism and it's witch hunt, even of the doctors who believe differently than the rest of their community. We're going to get back here with Dr. Timpani to wrap it up.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your product just makes it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
St. Paddy's Day is coming soon to Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced its clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNlive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, wrapping up this great special edition with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Legislative sessions involved mostly the new year, January, February, March. They really kick into gear here, and they're really pushing hard on removing all medical exemptions. Oh, I'm sorry, removing all exemptions to vaccines, except for the medical ones, which are very difficult to get, as we've talked about with Dr. Tenpenny. And even if a doctor is willing to do it, even appropriately, they are under additional scrutiny. I have problems with licensure because I don't like asking for permission when none is required. And when you're trained to do a job, why do you need to ask the state for permission to do it? Now, that's a whole other show, but I know Dr. Tenpenny's with me on that. But what can we do to integrate the legislative sessions, educate, do something to back them down like what happened in Oregon and Washington and Maryland?
We need to go to nvicadvocacy.org, sign up for free for your state. And it's really important that I want to emphasize that, because if you're from Ohio, you're going to get alerts about Ohio bills, not about all 50 states. So you're not going to be overwhelmed or deluged, even though it's important to know that there's 111, maybe 113 bills in 37 to 39 states that are active. actively trying to stop your right to choose. You need to speak up. It only takes less than 5 minutes of your time to pick up the phone and call. You're not going to be speaking necessarily to the representative. You're going to speak to the aide who takes a tally mark and says and knows which side the constituents are calling from. So you need to call your particular constituent in your district and say, I'm a voter and I want you to in your district and I want you to vote for the bill in this way. And the NVIC advocacy will tell you which way to tell them to vote, whether it's a yes bill, yes, because sometimes those bills are reversed. You say yes really means no. And so they've gone through and told you what is the best way to have your representative vote to protect your rights and say, I'm a voter. I'm one of your constituents. When you come home after this legislative session, I know where you live and I'll track you down in the grocery store if you don't vote the way that that I want you to vote on this bill. You need don't go hat in hand. Go strongly to them. They are your representatives and they need to represent you. And I want to fire up the Ohio people here since I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. And just in the last couple of weeks, they just introduced, slipped in a bill to require the meningitis vaccine for all children going to school, starting with middle school. And I thought, wow, how much is this really a necessary vaccine? So I called the State Department of Health in the state of Ohio, and I asked them for the number of cases of meningitis that we have had in the state of Ohio in the last 2 years in by age group, and how many children were actually at risk. And in 2013 and 2014, there have been two cases in kids in the ages between the ages of 5 and 19. There have only been two cases in the state of Ohio. So what's going to happen by mandating this vaccine is it's all risk because the child can take on the risk of the side effects from the vaccine and no benefit, none, and it's going to cost taxpayers a boatload of money because it's an expensive vaccine to give this to all kids across the state of Ohio. So Ohio people, join NVIC advocacy, sign up for the Ohio alerts, track down who your representative is, call them and say, do not pass this bill. We do not need this here in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, and even if you have success like in Oregon, I understand we were talking on the break that the Oregon legislature is trying to bring back up another bill written another way to remove some of these exemptions.
Yes, the one who had pulled the bill from the floor, it was a woman representative, and she said, I'm not going to stop until we increase our vaccination rate. And the vaccination rate in Oregon is already 93%. So they're not going to stop until they get 100% vaccination of all vaccines and take away all of your rights, not only for the existing vaccines on the schedule, but like I said before, for the more than 160 that are coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, how do you like your medical fascism, America? It doesn't sound so nice to me. That's why we do what we do here on the United States of Health Talk Radio and the world, in fact, because we got listeners all over the globe. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, God bless you. I love you so much for all that you do. And you've got the energy. I need to borrow some of it sometimes.
Well, come on over. I'll rub elbows with you and you can take some.
All right. We'll find an excuse to go to Cleveland. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, maybe. All right. We're out of time for this first day of the broadcast week here. We've got 5 additional days before I may get another day off. Occasionally it happens. Then we've got the United Kingdom coming up, and I look forward to seeing all of our listeners there as well. Thanks to the Alliance for Health UK and Europe. Dr. Tenpenny at drtenpenny.com. It's linked up in the show notes. And for now, until we come back tomorrow evening with Advanced Medicine, remember this. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best best for my immune system that money can buy?
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.